The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
I haven't seen you guys in a little while. I took a little bit of a hiatus. Well, my form of hiatus. If you're in my academies or on the Telegram, you know I was still checking in. I just feel that that's what we do as community. And when we start to continue to uplift each other and move through these very unprecedented times, I don't really always unplug. But it is important that we unplug a little bit, have some fun and play. If you've been with me for a while, you know, I'm always talking about how we really need to play really hard this summer because we are going to have a lot of change and transition this fall. So play hard, enjoy. And the best thing you can do for your energy right now, too, is to really find that time to play. And, you know, sometimes I even go through, people are like, do you ever feel guilty about playing? No, I love playing. But sometimes I do when I step back a little bit from the community. So I'm still working on that as well, just because I do understand what it's like for challenging times. So welcome back. Happy to have you here. We do have a call-in show today, 1-800-930-2819. So please feel free to call in. We will try to get to as many of you as possible. And we will also have another call-in show next week. So, and then I'm on a little bit of a hiatus again, because with our lockdowns, we haven't been able to see the people we love and care about. And so it's some time to rebond with some family members I haven't been able to see in a couple of years, as I live at one of the most lockdown places in all of North America. So it's been lovely. And wherever you are in the world, I send you so many blessings. You know, we've been talking a lot in our communities about preparing for the fall in terms of having your extra cash on hand and the supply chains. And we've been talking about this probably 5 years for sure. Cool. Silver, if you've been on my show. And it just has to happen. It's not something to be afraid of. It's for you to be prepared so you can sit back and watch. And a lot of people, they've thanked us because they live in a lot of these countries, and you know who you are, where you have been hit with different floods and riots and all that. So this is part of the change, part of the cleansing, and I know it's tough. So we got to really come together. It's something that I did a really brief YouTube on it the other day. I'm trying to get better on YouTube, guys, but you know, it's busy. I spend so much more time directly with you guys. So, you know, I try to go everywhere I can, but it's really, you can see how prevalent that dark energy has been working to divide everybody on the planet, because their plans haven't been working and people are waking up. So division is always run by fear, right? Where love always would promote, let's work together. Let's be in harmony together. And it's really important you remember that as we're going through this transition. So if it's something that is dividing, it's usually coming from somebody's fear, coming from, you know, a lack of understanding in their own self of, you know, what is unfolding in the world. And I've noticed there's a lot of betrayal energy coming up, right? Because a lot of people have trusted different institutions. And, you know, that's part of our learning, our karma, just to give that trust over without doing homework and research that works for you. So you got to remember that, the dark always promotes division. So if there's something that's about division, I just ask you to sit back and say, how is this really helping humanity? And we're seeing it a lot in families, right? Very divided over situations that should not be divided right now at all. It just shows a level of fear. So I really just want to send that energy vibration out. You know, we were in the Miraculous Academy on Friday, and I heard, usually we have a monthly call where we come together on Zoom, and usually it's sent out like a week ahead, or I ask God what day. And on Friday, I heard it has to be tomorrow morning. So it had to be Saturday morning. And I was like, Saturday morning, I have stuff to do. But if you know anything about me, and if you want to change things in your life, when you hear you do, even if it sounds crazy and you're like, I'd be embarrassed to do that, do it. You're hearing it for a reason and follow through. So I moved my day and we hopped on at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And a lot of people were able to make it too, because God, universe, divine, their timing is not our timing. So that's why I say, when you hear you do, it has nothing to do with our timing. Look what's going on in the world. It's timing changes all the time. So don't ever get caught up in a timeline that didn't happen in this timeline, or, oh my gosh, I have to change my day, because that's how spirit works. You got to be prepared right now for the rest of your life to turn on a dime. So we get doing the call and we're clearing. And so the call's usually about an hour and a half. This one went 2 hours. So we stop when the energy stops. So it was quite interesting, because as we got closer to the end of the call, we were called to come together to do a prayer blessing for the world, which was removing off darker energies, poltergeist energies, spirit attachments, like energies that have been really ripping through the planet, like on all of humanity. So it was so intense. I know I got pretty emotional, and so did they. And why do I share that? Because it's really important that we come together and in our communities sending this energy to the world, because it does make a difference. Even if you're seeing things where people are uprising, and they're uprising to say no more of the old, and that is okay. That's good, you know? And people just saying that they're reclaiming deep inside. There's this burning that's happening, where it's to reclaim our love and our unity and, you know, prosperity for all in every level and layer. And I mean, like your health and your love of self and connection. And, you know, I look at Mother Earth, she's beautiful, but she's a little pissed too of all the manipulation that's been going on in her weather and stuff like that. So it's really time to just sit back. But summer, it'll be time to just take that breath and play really hard, because you're going to find this fall, the world needs your energy. So if you wonder, or what's the point, or you're feeling low or tired, allow your body to catch up right now. Allow the system to catch up, because it could be feeling very tired. I know also where I live, yesterday we had this, like, the sun went completely red, and I took a picture of it, and it was really, like, I'm like, that is not normal. And I know the solar flares, but even all of our internet was in and out, our electronics were in and out, like everything. So it's only going to get more intense. And I'm just say that because it is. So you may as well prepare. We always teach you in the community to prepare and how to prepare. I'm like a broken record over there, because as I say, if you're prepared ahead of time, like many people said in these other countries, they don't have to go out of their house. They can observe, and they've got food and water and cash on hand. So join us in the Telegram group. You can go to tracyhaleclark.com. At the bottom of the website, there's a little thing there. You can just join us in the Telegram group, and you can catch what's happening. And that's lots of fun. If you're curious about releasing more of the heavier energies off your entities, I call it the energy of religion, breaking the energy of religion, because that old line is breaking lots of stuff off right now. And we're going to do a lot of release of the darker energies. I'm very careful when I do those classes. So I was like, are you sure, spirit? Should we be doing that? Now I got, yes, we should. So that's on August 19th. Really exciting though. I'm so excited, because this time has been hard for people. And I like to give you guys tools. One of the things I like to do is in our communities, give you tools. So if you listen to how I talk or what I'm doing, that you can use in your daily life, that you can have to break through in your own world. And if you read my first book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. It's on Amazon. I tell you my journey, but then also some of the tools I did and how I transform my life. And you can use that as a tool to open and say, okay, what do I need today? And a lot of people are like, that was the most perfect passage I needed today. And it's also been embedded to help you shift. So I said, we need more tools right now in your hands. So it should be next week, we're launching the TLC 31 Days of Prayer book. And in the prayer book, if you're on my Facebook or Telegram, you've already seen me talk about the cover. You've already seen me show you the prayers. There's prayer. So 31 days of prayer. You don't have to do them in order. They are for your health, your connection, your wealth, your love of self. So there's a whole list there. And it's such a beautiful book. I'm really excited. The team that's come together to help me make this a reality and to have it out like now, you know, we just released the first book in December, if you've been with me. So to have it out now. So when I get a copy, I will read one of the prayers, tell you how to use the book, use it for your friends or family. And it's a great gift right now, because we really need to. The number one thing that all of us need to remember is to stay focused on our connection and our transition in the world and how we are bettering ourselves. Because when we better ourselves, so when you go out and make a change, you have a ripple effect. And that's what was so cool on the Saturday Miraculous Academy call, is we actually went in and we took the energy and we just pushed it out, like rippled around the world. And people, you could feel it, you could feel in your heart, and that will hit all these other people, places, and things, which is so amazing right now, because we're going to need it. We're not out of the woods yet, guys. We're not out of the woods. Don't believe everything you're watching and listening to on mainstream media. Please wipe that out. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on in the world. So let it unfold. But you know what? That's the best contribution you can be to the world right now, is to work on yourself and really say, how can I be the best version of myself? And what can you do to, you know, be more compassionate and more, you know, humble and all of that great stuff. So, and on the prayer book, because I was away for a while, so I want to update you what's happening. So we've got a surprise behind that coming as well. And again, I just am so grateful. Spirit has put together the best team ever. So if you want to, if you have a bookstore or you want to sell the book, you can just reach out to our office at contact@tracyhaleclark.com, and you can get wholesale copies to sell it. You'll see they're pretty powerful, and it's a tool, right? So maybe you need an energy broken off, or maybe you're ready to call in some more alignment. If you're an energy worker, you can actually use it on your own clients and put in their names and use your energy and just morph with it. So like I said, I'm pretty excited. So I ask you, what did you guys do to work on yourself in the last while? What have you done to, you know, play? Because the energy of play is going to create more manifesting. And I think that's the other thing I want to share with you guys this morning before we go to our callers, is it's a really powerful time to manifest. This time right now, the energy to create what you desire is off the charts. Why do you think the dark energies are working so hard to distract right now in the mainstream and on all these, you know, censorship platforms? They're working so hard because they want most of humanity to be distracted from their gifts. That, like, I talk a lot about even too, how you need to be mindful of what you're putting in your body, right? How they pull apart your gifts, your intuition. And it's really interesting, because they know that. They know that all of humanity is, this was the year they woke up. So in 2012, it wasn't, the world wasn't blowing up. Everybody thinks it was. That's the time the souls were making a decision of who wanted to be here at this time to go forward, to create the change, because it's got to come down. I say, if anybody knows tarot cards, there's a tower card in the tarot deck. And it's all about things crashing. So if you know and seen buildings, we've seen a lot of buildings right now around the world crash, right? And when they fall, then the foundation, it means the foundation is very weak. So the world foundation right now is falling, because it's built on like popsicle sticks or toothpicks right now. Like, it's really needs to go, right? We need new systems for everybody. And so they know that. So when we're manifesting, and you've been manifesting a world out of fear, and then all these souls wake up and they want to manifest an earth out of love, right? That's what we're in, that big spiritual battle right now, because the old is like, no, I want to keep manifesting. So everybody that tunes into the fear is manifesting more of this dark energy's outcome. When you tune into the love, you're manifesting a whole new world and a foundation built on love. And it takes time, guys. It doesn't happen in a day. I was saying that on the weekend with the Academy. I said, you know, if you've gone through a divorce, You don't just wake up the next day and the divorce is over. Like, it doesn't work that way. You got to go through the process. You got to uncouple from each other. You've got to divide all the assets. You have lots of conversations to have. Somebody's angry. Somebody's more angry. You're fighting, right? So that's what's going on the planet right now. So we're breaking up with the old. And then that's coming, we're moving over to the new. So thank you, God, we're moving to the new. You should be very, very happy. So really pay attention every day. You really want to bring your awareness. If you know my reset tool where you pull that energy in into the heart, thank you, God, reset, let go. What happens is you're stimulating the heart. If you haven't seen the video, if you know, a lot of people love the tool. It's a universe of divine. There's no judgment, whatever works for you. But when you reset and let go, what's happening is you're pulling the energy that you no longer need. And one of the cool things that people forget is that your hard drive, which I call your hard drive, so it carries all the information. When it needs to file information, it throws it to other organs in the body. So I was talking about that with our academies, because they were learning, and when it leaves the body, the heart, it goes somewhere else. And when it gets overloaded there, the file, that's when you get sick. So bodies are doing a million things right now. It's really fun. So don't forget, you're a manifesting machine right now. If that has all you have to repeat, like, I am a manifesting machine, thank you, God. Repeat it. Come up with that affirmation of something that feels good to you. Like, I'm creating all of my dreams and visions now, thank you, God. Another one I love to teach the communities are, you know, thank you, God, give me a creative miracle for this situation and watch what happens. Or thank you, God, show me the truth about this situation. And the reason I always say thank you, God, before, you can say thank you, universe, or thank you, divine, is you always want to give thanks to spirit, because spirit's doing the work, right? Spirit is showing you, spirit's working through you, spirit is connecting with you. So it's awesome. That's my things. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I really can't say enough to get on the Telegram. You know, everybody there is so supportive and so loving, and they're just an incredible group of people. It's a newer platform that we moved to, and we're very connected. So if you're feeling a little lonely, or you need like-minded people, and there's no judgment. You're free to be who you are there and just to show up. And our whole rule is just love each other, be kind, and be compassionate to what people are going through, because it's all different levels. And, you know, when I woke up, if there wasn't anyone there to help me, my mentor at that time, I'd be dead today and I wouldn't be here. And thank God she had the kindness and the compassion to take me in and show me a new way, which got me where I am today. So a lot of people are very frustrated with the sleepy people, but don't be, because you were sleepy at one time too. And when they show up, have compassion. Now, if they don't want to, you know, do their work, well, there's a point where you might have to say, call me back when you're ready. But yeah, have some compassion. A lot of sleepy people are going to wake up, so it's good. All right, we're going to hit to Grizel from Dubai. Jacob, we're going to go to the phone lines.
All righty, let's bring on Grizel from Dubai. Hi there, Grizel.
Hi, Grizel. Did we lose her?
Should be there. Hi there, Grizel. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Tracy.
So lovely to hear your voice.
I'm so excited. Oh.
Just take a breath. It's all good.
Okay. Tracy, I've just been feeling very anxious when it comes to my finances, and I'm kind of exhausted, even though I'm having a lot of days with work.
Yes.
My body is so exhausted, and I really don't understand. Like, I literally have to cry to get out of bed to go to work, which is something I don't like to do, because it can be fun sometimes, but it's just getting very tiring.
Yeah, and you're also dealing with so many energies, right? So many different energies. So let's just hang on here. I know. Yes, the world of transition, change, and all the people around us. Okay, I'm just going to actually return some soul fragments to you, and I'm going to remove some disappointment, heartbreak, and heartache just out of the chest. So hang on a second. I might burp a bit here, but let's pull this out. And I'm going to just remove some burdens where you've carried and shouldered too much of this energy on the back. I'm going to do also another dissolve and liquefaction for, I have to be sensitive on air, for things that have been forced upon you that then became out of your control. So you'll know what that means, right? So let's, and how it's affecting the body. So when things are forced upon us that then become out of our control and it becomes like a survival, and the intuition and the connection is strong in one sense, which you're very strong, then this, it runs parallel because they're not in congruency, right? So we have to actually remind it that it is perfect. I know I hate to say that at this point, but I'm going to just move so we can dissolve a little bit more out of the system here. Your knees look really achy. Have they been more achy?
It's been crazy. I either have to sleep with like a hot pad under my knees or some infrared light. It's been in so much pain.
Yeah, I see where that's coming
from. I tried getting help from the medical, but they just ignored everything.
Yeah, they're ignoring, because this is what they're all doing around the world. They're ignoring everybody's having these issues. Okay. Hang on. I'm going to remove just some spirits of, I'm going to put them under sickness, illness, and disease, but they would also fall under like autoimmune, arthritis. I don't want you to go in the fear of that. That's not what it is. It just falls under, and we're going to move this out. Let's just pull this through. I have to move where the body is. Now, the words they say, they're going to sound a little harsh because it's like remove where this invasion is wreaking havoc on her body. So I'm going to start to go there. I got to do exactly what is told. So let's move this out. And then I have to also clean up the external environment a little bit more. Let me just stabilize the knees slightly different. They look like metal burrows in there almost. And so, you know, if you had like a ball that had spikes on it and it's running through the, I don't know how else to describe it, but I'm going to dissolve that out too. So you can stand. And then there's a big part, right, that's so tired of the environment. That's where it looks at work and it's like, what's the point of you guys? Like, there's no real compassion there either. And then they're not listening to you at all. So we have to open that up. Oh, okay, let's pull this back. That feels a little bit. How's that feel in your system? How's your system feeling right now?
It feels better.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm also going to remove, you didn't, there's a big part of you that's also like beating self up, like what did I do or why did I do or how am I here? Like lots of questioning. So I'm going to start to pull some of that out as well. And we'll just actually also release, there's a few more attachments there we can pull out too. So I call those like spirit attachments still. So there's a few more that can go, because they don't want to fully let go. It's like a love affair. So we're going to let it go now. We're going to just tell it it's time for it to leave. The love affair is over. It's okay. Like the bad divorce, right? Let's pull this out. Yeah. And then we'll clean. Yep. Let's clean up the space. There's a big, where that energy sits is actually interesting. It's sitting on the left side of the spine, from like top of the shoulder blade to the mid, like just over on the side where the heart chakra would be, but it's like sitting on top of that from the spine. So I'm just going to dissolve this out, and that should start to allow the space to open for you when you're moving into the next phase here, and we got to get the body. So stay on your dandelion tea, stay on your charcoal. You can also do the, somebody sent me something the other day, it was really cool, the pine needle tea. Now, I've never heard of pine needle tea before until somebody in the community sent it to me, but it actually looks really positive. So if you know somebody that understands the pine needle tea or do some research, I haven't done as much. I'm sure there's naturopaths and stuff out there, but I would, it's showing really strong in your system. Have you heard of pine needle tea before?
I'll try that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. I'm going to, you can make it, and it says you can buy it, but we'll do a little more research, and I'll see what we can throw on the community page on that as well, so we can get some of our natural paths also that probably understand a little bit more. But it reads really high for also detoxing out of the system properly what's required right now. Good. How does that feel now?
That feels much better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I want you to actually go rest if you can. Just sit down. You need about 60 minutes just to let everything integrate through. And then you'll let me know.
I'll do that. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, so much
thank
love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Love to you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to go to Laura from Oakville.
All righty, let's bring up Laura. Bring her on right now. Hi there, Laura.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi, Tracy.
Hello. Welcome.
That I was sending out there. that was a beautiful call. Anyways, well, Tracy, I love you. And your call for the group on Saturday was so needed for me more than. So I just I absorbed too much. Near the end of work, I'll just quickly explain.
Yep.
Just the last week of work, I have two nieces. We're okay. We don't talk about what's going on in the world anymore. It's like you do you, I do me, and we love each other, and let's just do it that way. So that's good there.
Yeah.
But they're going through a lot. My one niece, her ex served her again, and it just is like, it just, she's representing herself, and she's stressed out. My other niece is, she lives in a really small town by North Bay area. Mm-hmm. And her husband decided he doesn't love her anymore. Just a year after she had a baby by the beginning of the pandemic. And then she moved out, she's wrapping her head around it. And then he's like, oh, I want you back. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is Auntie was in need. So I spent 2 weeks helping her out with her kids and her, but I know I'm super empathic, and I wasn't really clearing myself properly because I didn't really, the Wi-Fi sucked there, and I was always watching the kids, and she was having a lot of breakdowns, so
yeah.
I don't know.
So you definitely yeah, there were things you can see that you absorbed, things that you could relate to, that you were also letting go from your past experiences that you've had.
Big triggers.
Yeah, big triggers. So I'm going to remove some past experiences. We're going to move it out of the family line. Let's just take a peek here. That was very compassionate. That was fine. There's a caution here. If they lean too much, you need to keep, this is a test of your boundaries, well.
Yeah.
So let's hear, I'm going to palo you energetically. We'll do some Palo Santo around you. There's three places in the back of the spine where this is holding on. So it looks like three dark. So let's start to remove and dissolve. So those are your triggers connected to, so they were the symbol back, there's you, and then how you've been, this is interesting, so it's dissolving how you've been treated by men, and it's also going back to your father, so not only relationships but your father, so this line's being disconnected, so this is a good one, and opening your heart to actually have clarity if you would like to choose to bring a relationship into your life Wow, there's a door opening.
Oh, I would totally choose that right now. I was like, I know I got a little bit of poop to get rid of. Like, yeah, I've been cleaning, but it's like the clogged parts of the drain or something.
Yeah, 100%. So I'll pull out that parasitical energy. We'll pull out where those blocks and resistance are. We're going to put a little bit more patience in there. So thank you, God. And anybody listening, you're going to get all this too. So just put what you'd like in there. It doesn't even have to be around relationship. You can just say, what block do I want clear? Hang on. So let's pull all of the energy out. Thank you, God. Yeah, there's a door here that definitely wants to open. Okay, so we're going to give permission there. You're ready for that. So we can open that door, bringing in a new relationship. So what it's showing as it's dissolving out of the spine is you're scanning. You've done this. So you created a block for yourself that just had the fears that were very subconscious around things you're very clear you don't want in a partner. But now we're going to shift this to what this is doing is cleaning that up. I don't know how else to say it. It's cleaning up the energy that you were very clear that you didn't want in a partner. They reflected that back. Now we need to focus.
I was very clear.
Yeah. Now it's shifting though to open the door. It wants you to now focus on all the things you want in a partner. So that door, when I start to put that in there, so it would be like, well, how could you? So when you're bringing that energy in and you're calling it already in, so the person's already there, and then you would start to dream build on that. So like they're kind and they're compassionate, or maybe they're funny, or, you know, they're laid back, or they just like to be, you know, easygoing, like things that would align up with you there. And think that that person is already there. Hang on, that's making my solar plexus like want to vomit. There's a part of you that's like, I want that, but I don't know. So I better let's pull that out of the solar plexus.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like crying.
Yeah. Well, we'll put in some energy of deserving, because there is a big space where when the body looks at that, that's why I said it feels like I want to vomit. Your system is like, I don't really know if I deserve that. And you do deserve that. You deserve to have your dreams and your visions. Everybody does. So let's open this up. There we go. It looks like there is a lot of stuff behind you that, because it looks like it's so far behind you, there's a part of you still looking to see if it needs to come with you. Do you understand what I mean when I say that?
I'm a little confused, but I think I have an idea.
There's so much energy that you've worked on that you let go of a lot of these people. But it almost is like it becomes such a big part of who you were, like an identity. So I'll clean up this as we talk. It became like an identity. Yeah. So as you're looking to the new and you're ready for this new identity of who Laura is, you're kind of looking back going, but don't I need those parts? Because they sort of make up who I am. And it's like, no, you kind of learn. Yeah. You let them go. So now you have these new wonderful parts that this person can love and enjoy. How does that
feel? I'm crying. Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm crying. So beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
It is. And it's time to embrace that part. And you've done that. You don't have to look in the rearview mirror. You don't have to bring those parts. That's who you were back then. Yeah.
I jump on that rearview mirror all the time. Like, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I don't need to be on there. So, yeah. With the rearview mirror, maybe we should throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, okay.
We'll rip it off your energetic field. Thank you, God. And we will just place a nice, clean window moving forward. Yeah.
Oh, lots beautiful. New views.
You're welcome. You may have some dreams around that, too.
Pardon me?
You might have some dreams around that with relationship ending.
Oh, okay.
Of the old.
Yeah. I've been having, my dreams are always intense sometimes. Oh, I will. Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. Yeah, it was really like, I was like, gosh, I don't have any time for myself, like helping my nieces through their situation, especially my one niece. She suffers with anxiety and depression. And I was like, God, this is like running down the family lineage. Like, this just ends.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the choice to help shift that. So stay in your power. This is also sometimes becomes distraction because you're getting ready to jump to different levels. So we got to remember that different distractions also come in when we're ready to create something new in our life.
That's what it felt like. I was like, oh, there it is again. There's like all these like important astrological lineups and stuff. And I was like, and anyways, but everything happens for it.
It does. It's perfect.
Time, I think it was all so, yeah.
So now you get to.
Okay, yeah, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. And go focus on what, you know, he's already there. So focus on it.
Yay. Okay. Thank
you. So much love. Have a great day. All right, Jacob, we're going to go to Sandra from Toronto.
Perfect. Let me just pull that up really quick. All right, we've got Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there she is.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I next?
You are. Hi, you're live.
Sandra, how are you? Sorry. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
I want to say hello to everyone. And my question is only, what do I need to hear in my life at this moment?
What you need to hear. Okay, so let's open you up. That's a good one.
Yeah, this will be a good one.
Yeah.
And is there any kind of movement going to happen soon?
Yeah, movement, fall, but you need to stay clear. You need to stay focused and you need to stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
True to yourself. And that's the big one. Yeah. True to self. So when Spirit's talking about saying true to self, it's really getting clear on what makes Sandra's life her life. And follow on that path. So as everything has been pulled over a lifetime here and any other lifetimes into other directions, that you can start to see that the more you stay really true to you, no matter what's going on out here, then the movement starts again. There's a part of you that got comfortable with lack of movement, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we like it, but it's there. So let's actually pull that off if you're okay with that.
Well, it's when you're controlled, I guess, and you try to go to a different direction, but the control is still behind you. So you're trying to move forward and I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to increase the field that moving, like to be free to, with the lack of movement, it'd be that it's like having your feet in cement. When I push you into, let's say, where you're just flowing in the ocean and you're going with the water and you're going with the flow, the body almost feels like it's drowning. Like it's like, how do I? So it's like it's having to learn a new way of existing, right? And so there's a little bit of fear in that as the control's been letting go, which has kept you stagnant. So let me start to remove that so you can be free to feel that. You've got good, strong swimming arms. You're going to be good. And you got a good team there, too. So this period is
coming. I got a good what? Sorry?
You have a good team behind you, like your spirit team.
Yeah. You guys, of course. Without you, of course. Without you.
You got more coming in. So this is good. Stop also discounting how much you know and how much you contribute to the world. So you've been playing a little bit small and it's time now to step into who you are around everybody. Yeah.
Around everything. Okay.
Don't discount what you know. Don't discount how you show up. And you know, like Laura just said it really well, you be you, they be them kind of thing, right? She was saying that and just keep being who you are. And remember that it's like, because there's different opportunities that did pass you by, but there's new ones that want to come forward. So we don't want you to miss those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this too, for everybody, this past year has been a little wonky with the pandemic, right? It's not like things are moving like they used to. Everything was moving since the pandemic. I don't know if I've shared this, but You can see most people's timelines were kind of halted. So it doesn't mean things aren't moving forward, but things that would have fully materialized this year, it looks like they've been pushed into 2022. And that's only because of the change in the centeredness and the focus people needed to be on as we're coming through all this stuff. I don't know how else to say it. All the draconian.
So you're saying my situation, it won't be till 2022?
I'm just saying that for a lot of people, things that we knew would have moved forward and materialized for this year just got pushed ahead.
Yeah.
So they're ahead, moving now again, but they got pushed ahead due to everything being kind of halted, right?
Right. Okay, yeah.
So don't beat yourself up.
Do you see me moving
something.
Anytime soon? I know. I'm so hard on myself. Do you see me moving anytime soon? Or
you probably...
Like by fall?
Yeah, you probably will move. The timing's so crazy right now. If you're not gone by this fall, you'll probably pretty sure be gone by next year for sure. Yeah, maybe early. Nobody wants to move in January unless you're
west.
West is strong for you for sure. But also you're being guided not to quite go yet. Like I say to people, don't do any big moves right now because there's so much, unless you are moving to a place that costs or Mexico or somewhere, different energy, but within the whole scope of things, I say to people, just observe and watch. There's different places that come up. We're like, yeah, that's good. You need to go. But a lot of people are being guided to just sort of observe. Just, it's like a protection energy right now. And then people will leave. A lot of people will change their locations in the next between 2022 and 2023. And over time, like, countries are going to change a lot. Land masses are going to change a lot. Truths are going to come out between now and 2030. So, you know, it's hard to say what the countries we've known are going to start to change quite a bit. So morph
okay,
and
so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, thank sweetheart. You. Have a great day. So much love. All right. We have time quickly. We're going to go to Debbie from Vancouver.
All righty. Let's bring her on. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Did we lose her?
Hey, Debbie, are you there? Oh, wait 1 second here.
Yeah.
Should be coming on right now.
Okay.
Hey, Debbie, can you hear us?
Okay.
There you are.
I can hear you.
Yay, we're good. Welcome.
I made it.
You made it. You did, you did.
Thank you.
What's your question today?
And I'm so grateful. Thank you. Yeah. I feel so lost in this self-love. I haven't seemed to master it in any way whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
While many things have shifted and great, I just feel...
What's your definition of self-love? When you look at self-love, what is your definition?
Well, you know, I'm not even sure I have one. To care for myself, and I guess maybe I do care for myself, and maybe I'm stuck in a story of that.
Yeah, yeah. You're very connected. It's very true, and I will start to align this. It's sort of like you always put the version of self-love over here, like off to the side of you, like about 2 feet over. But you are actually doing it because you do pay attention to things that you would like. You've been changing things you like, how you navigate through your life. And you're putting yourself first in a way that you never did. And those kind of things are all around self-love. It's not just a bath. It's kind of like when people have a really weird definition of, they think there's this idea of romance, but it's so like Hallmark romance. It's like, guys, that's not the definition of romance, right? And it gets skewed. And then we start looking for something else. But I'm going to pull this in because you're actually getting very good where you weren't before. And you are doing it now where you're like, I think I want to do this today. I think, you know, you're paying attention to what you desire. That's what self-love is.
Oh, good.
And your boundaries seem to be getting much better. Your boundaries, they're looking really strong.
Really did a big shift after I helped with that elderly lady.
Yeah.
And it ended in a huge fiasco. And a so-called friend accusing me of elder abuse. So I really kind of let that go. And I gave it to God to answer. I didn't reply to the person's accusing email or anything.
Good. That's good boundaries with yourself.
I was very proud of myself.
Yeah, not engaging. That's amazing. No, this is really good. And so this happens. We can go and do, this is very common. This is how the dark and enemy spirit works. Like I was saying earlier, you can go and do something in kindness. And then the dark finds a way to throw it as a negative, and it does come as a test, and it does come to try to pull you down. And you did exactly what you were to do, which is not responding, not playing in your camp. You didn't play. Do you know how huge that is when we choose not to play? Because we want to play, but then we go, no, we know better. You did it.
Yeah.
That's massive.
I did.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to line this up.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
For me.
It is, because you would go play, but you passed the test. Like, I hate to say it that way, but you passed. You had a test, you passed it. Like, yeah. So, okay. I'm just going to align this stronger.
Awesome, because it was a huge test. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I laughed at it at first. I read the email. I laughed. I'm like, are you kidding me? Is that what you got to say?
Yep.
It just seemed unreal.
Yeah. You did it. So, okay, I get to actually. So
it was a blessing in disguise with, sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got this beautiful, it's like a pink sort of energy just coming behind your back that's softening. So you're going to feel even softer because there's been this space where you used to have to defend who you were, and you don't have to do that anymore. So this is really good. This is huge.
Oh.
It's a big thing.
Because I was feeling a little tired of doing that all the time.
Yeah, it's ready to go. And you
compelled to do it, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's leaving. Look at that. Good job. So I'm just going to pull the tailbone just slightly over to the right, just a little bit. We'll allow this flow. It's interesting. It's like they showed the train track, like you just move tracks. So moving away from the old and into the new now. So things that used to bother you, you can see are dropping off. Things you used to have inner battles with emotionally, you're going to find you're not going to have them as much anymore. They're going to slowly die off. Old habits are going away. And the new ones you've been working on for so long are now getting ready to, you've planted the seeds, they've rooted. Now they're ready to take shape. So that means usually you change who your friends are. You can, if they're not in alignment, you'll start doing things that are even more fun, more joy for you, and it'll be more peace. Wow. Good job.
Yay.
How does that feel?
Good. It feels assuring to hear that all that I've been doing has been to the good.
You're on a new path.
I haven't just been spinning my wheels.
Yeah, you don't have to spin them anymore. Just celebrate that is like you're into a new garden now. It's really good. Well done.
Yay. I really needed to hear that. I appreciate that.
You did. Well done. Keep me posted, okay? Awesome.
Thank you. I will. Have a great day.
All right. You know what, guys? This is so, what I love about doing this show with the Collins is we all learn so much. And every time you hear somebody shift, focus on what you want to shift in your life. It doesn't matter what they're saying. The energy will move towards you. You just focus on what it is you want to shift in your life, and you will get that shift. I've been in classes where we've been talking about health stuff or, you know, financial stuff. Like, and then someone said they were just focusing on, you know, one lady, she's like, I was focusing on quitting smoking, but we talked nothing about quitting smoking. And I believe she was like a pack a day. And then she's like, I woke up the next day and didn't want cigarettes. So spirit's moving mountains for all of us. Spirit is, you know, just doing so many miracles, but you got to press into the energy. And when I say press into the energy, move your body forward. That's pressing into the energy when you want something. Like you're like, thank you, God, for bringing this into my life, or universe, divine, just, you know, put that in there. And it's such a lovely space because this is where you see that. And to get the reassurance, because sometimes when we do this work, we all hit bumps and we can be like, what's the point? You know, like it's patience. We need more patience. I know I haven't said that. So I'm like, what's the point? I've said that many times in my life. What's the point of this? You know, but to have your patience and to know that you're on the right path. And it does take time to steer that ship, right? So again, what's going on in the world? We need patience because it takes time to dismantle the old. Or too many people would be too rattled. And even in your own life, if it all ripped off tomorrow and you got everything you asked for tomorrow, it would be a little bit shocking. So spirit is very kind to ease you into the new directions and ease you in. But definitely it's a great time. I've been doing it more myself. Stay on your salt baths, use your palo. I have anointing oils. We sell them on the website. They are super high vibration. I'm telling you, I do not go a day without them to ground, to connect. They will clean up your system. Incense, great to use right now. If you're a sager, go and sage, or a sweet grasser, any of those tools that you like. Charcoal, I love burning charcoal. It's one of my favorite things too, with frankincense on it. So I know we sell them now because people are like, where do I get that? And I make sure that when I get the frankincense, they come from the highest grade. I import them to make sure that they are pure, 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 because you can get some and they stink. You don't want the stinky resin. You don't want the bad stuff. It'll clear your internal field when you're burning them. You command to clear the external field. And it's extremely important right now. There's a lot of mud being slung. And, you know, and the thing is, the more you step out in your life, like I get it, the more you step out into your life and into your mission, you can get pushback. You can get people that want your life. You can get people that are mad that you're moving and they're not. Like, you got to understand this is what's going on right now. So you want to make sure that you're cutting that, you're cleaning that out, you're keeping your field nice. And these simple tools really, really help. And they really help to keep you clean. So even I go to Costco and I buy these big bottles of the 3 Greek salt. And I take the salt and I always have it in my bathroom. So I like to cook with it too, but I always have it in my bathroom because the Himalayan pink salt can be too rigid. So you take the salt and you scrub the system. When you scrub, you do a salt scrub, and I do it very regularly. And when you do one, it starts to remove natural energies off the body internally and externally that you may have picked up that we're not making you feel so good. So it's extremely important is do a self-check. If you're in the Miraculous Academy or in the community, I always give you guys tools and tips that you can do to do self-checks to make sure that before you get out of bed, how do you feel? You know, what's your day like when you get out, you put your feet on the ground and you've been grounded through. Lots of grounding is needed right now too, to stay focused, and then see how your day goes. So if your day, you're notice, you know, where did you go when you started to get more anxious? Who were you around when you got more anxious or more tired or more depressed or whatever that might be for you, however you term it? And notice, as I always say, it comes back to a person, a place, or a thing that is having a problem. And that's where you got to go within and see where that is. So a person, a place, or a thing. So thank you to all of our incredible callers. Thank you for being brave and vulnerable. I am so happy to have you here with me every week, same time, same place. So next week, we're going to do another call-in show. We'll see what spirit has to say. We just channel it through. Go and sign up for the website too, so you can have a copy of your prayer book and know when it's ready to order. Should be in a week. There's just some final preps going, and so excited. That's a great tool. If you haven't read the first one, you might want to pick that one up, God, Where Are You? It's Me. And it has some good practical tools as well. And we can never have too many tools to help us through this transitioning time, because we're bracing for a different time this winter. And if you're ready to really step up into your light, this is going to be the time you're going to have to be really grounded and stable and centered for sure as we're watching the shift. The next one will probably hit the banking industry. So looks like that's where we're going, on top of still some pandemic stuff, but hopefully that'll die off pretty quickly. All right, I love you guys. Have an incredible week, and I will see you next week, same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.